We've got stuffed animals, great dads, and free Super Bowl tickets making good news this morning. That's kind of fun, right? So a 102-year-old Eagles fan named Eloise Brown got to go to the Super Bowl yesterday. She lived in Philly her whole life. The team surprised her with the news last week and told her they were bringing her to New Orleans. And there you go. She got to see them win the Super Bowl. Good job.
Speaking of seniors, did you see the viral video of the, let's say, older seasoned lady hitting on Josh Allen? I think it was NFL Honors. He's just walking a carpet or something like that.
Oh, that's
amazing.
She's
like, can we go on a date?
Yeah. What did he say?
He said, you'll have to fight my fiance for that.
Oh, that's amazing. It
was
just,
and she was like someone's grandma or great grandma or something. She was and then she's like, I just want to go to the nursing home. It was very cute. Anyhow, that's a sweet viral
video. Well, I saw Landman. I saw the field trip they went to when they went to the strip club.
Strip club.
That happens, right?
Club. I don't know.
I don't know about that. It did look fun. Mm-hmm. There's a club called Never Miss a Super Bowl Club, and they're still at it. Three surviving members, they're aged 88, 85, and 82. And yeah, they all made it to yesterday's game. They've gone to every Super Bowl since the first one took place in 1967. Never miss a Super Bowl club yesterday.
An ER doctor in Fort Worth, Texas, shared a photo after someone paid his $85 bill at a restaurant and thanked him for being a great dad. They wrote on the receipt, thank you for being the dad they need you to be, regardless of who's watching, and signed it, a retired Army medic. Wow. Isn't that so cool? So he must have gotten them what they wanted to eat, the chicken fingers, fries, maybe a milkshake, yum.
Finally this morning, as a parent, this is everything. Employees at the Pittsburgh airport use social media to reunite a six-year-old with her stuffy. The stuffed animal got left behind. They posted a video of workers taking good care of the stuffy. They found it in a baggage claim area last Monday, ended up posting a second video, and her great-grandparents are picking up the stuffy, and it'll get back to that six-year-old girl. So well done. Aww. Employees at the Pittsburgh airport. Like, you don't understand.
Oh, yes.
What was yours? Was it Blanky?
It was Kristen's little, it was Simba. And it was a little, like, it would fit in the palm of your hand, Simba stuffy. Mm-hmm. And it ended up in the sheets at a hotel we were staying at. Went through, you know, the sheet machine where they press them? And it's like, it's called something. It's like rollers. Mm-hmm. So Simba was like... Flash Stanley. It was very funny, but it didn't matter. We got it back, and like, thank goodness, because if you ever find a stuffed animal anywhere, just bring it somewhere safe to the closest spot you find it, because that tired, tattered, worn out stuffed animal could be everything to a little.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's good news everywhere. You just got to look for it. You're waking up on Kiss 98.5.